every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul came to Antioch in Pisidia, he said in the synagogue, "My brothers, children of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their leaders failed to recognize him, and by condemning him, they fulfilled the oracles of the prophets that are read Sabbath after Sabbath. For even though they found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him put to death. And when they had accomplished all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are now his witnesses before the people. We ourselves are proclaiming this good news to you, that what God promised our fathers, he has brought to fulfillment for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is written in the second psalm, 'You are my son, this day I have begotten you.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be my God. "You are my son, this day I have begotten you. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. I myself have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You are my son, and this day I have forgotten you. You shall rule them with an iron rod. You shall shatter them like an earthen dish. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. And now, O kings, give heed. Take warning, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice before him with trembling rejoice. You are my son, this day I have begotten you."
Alleluia, alleluia.
"I am the way and the truth and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your heart be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, well, I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's a beautiful passage from the 14th chapter of John's Gospel. Again, the context for our readings, Gospel readings this week, are the upper room, the Last Supper. Our Lord's final meal with his disciples and his final message to them before he begins his passion. This reading today is one that we often hear in the context of funeral masses, and it's a beautiful, very comforting reading. "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places." If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Underlying this promise of our Lord Jesus is this beautiful sentiment of God, if we can put it that way, that God's greatest desire is to have us be with him. He loves us so much that he doesn't want us to be separated from him. He doesn't want us to be apart from him, but rather he wants us to be dwelling with him, in him, for all eternity in heaven. And so Jesus assures us that there are many places in the Father's house and that he has prepared a place for each one of us. What a beautiful thought to think of that from all eternity, God has designated a certain portion of his heart to be set aside for you. So let's not think of heaven so much as a physical place or a particular location, but let us think of heaven, as we properly should, as being in God, with God, being perfectly united with him. And so this place that Christ has prepared for us, that he wishes to bring us, is a place in the very heart of God. And that from all eternity, God has marked out a certain portion of his heart with your name on it. There's a room in the heart of God that bears your name, that is waiting for you to come and take up your dwelling there for all eternity. And how is it that we're going to find this room? How are we going to discover the unique place in the heart of God that has been set aside just for you and me? Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus has come down to earth. He ascended to the Father, but he will return again to take us, to lead us to that place in the Father's heart in heaven for all eternity, to show us the way, to bring us and settle us in the very heart of his Father, so that where he is, we also may be, and that we may spend eternity dwelling in the bosom of God, the God who made us out of love and wishes to give us his love and share with us his love for all eternity. And so as we celebrate this Holy Eucharist, let us give thanks to God for the beautiful love that's manifested in the gospel, the word of God, the beautiful love that's manifested in the gift of the Holy Eucharist, our Lord Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life.